from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama secured a landmark foreign policy victory Wednesday as Senate Democrats amassed enough votes to ensure the Iran nuclear deal survives in Congress, despite ferocious opposition from Republicans and the government of Israel. Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski became the crucial 34th vote in favor of the agreement in the 100-member chamber. The backing from Mikulski gives supporters the margin they need to uphold an Obama veto of a congressional resolution of disapproval if Republicans pass such a measure later this month. So far, there's been no immediate reaction from the Israeli government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. He faces 13 counts of war crimes and 5 counts of crimes against humanity that include charges of murder, rape, and sexual slavery. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital. The workers are employed by the construction company Nural Insat. They are constructing a soccer stadium complex in northeastern Baghdad. The gunmen kidnapped the workers around 3 a.m. There's no indication of the identity of who they are or what their motive is. This is VOA News. At least 2,000 people are stranded at the main international train station in Budapest, Hungary, after authorities abruptly stopped allowing migrants to travel to Germany and Austria without a visa from the European Union. Under EU rules, migrants must first seek asylum in the first country they enter. However, inconsistent application of the rules has left many of the migrants in limbo, since many have neither the necessary documents nor the money to purchase train tickets. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Bobar Balak, spoke to VOA and said all countries need to do their part.
All the countries on the way have their own responsibilities in terms of how to deal with these people. So they need to be received better, treated humanly and with dignity.
The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the issue on September 14th. Major stock markets in China and elsewhere in the region saw another day of volatile trading Wednesday. Shanghai stocks plunged nearly 4.5% at the opening before recovering to finish down 0.2%. In Tokyo, the Nikkei also tumbled in morning trading. Trading was basically flat in Seoul and Sydney. Meanwhile, the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, is on a visit to Indonesia. On Wednesday, she said the recent market volatility shows how rapidly concerns can spread from one region to the next.
What has been demonstrated in the last few weeks is also how much Asia is at the core of global economy.
Again, that is the IMF head, Christine Lagarde. North Korea has denied apologizing for a landmine explosion that injured 2 South Koreans and says Seoul risks hurting bilateral relations if it implies otherwise. The North's expression of regret over the attack was a central part of a deal reached last week. Meanwhile, South Korea's unification ministry on Wednesday deflected questions about that apology dispute, saying both sides should instead focus on implementing the agreement. That is a ministry spokesman, Jung Jun-hee. He says that, in fact, the expression of regret was included, and it's not time for us to ride an emotional roller coaster or argue over what's right and wrong about the agreement. Under the terms of the agreement, North Korea expressed regret for the landmine incident. In return, South Korea shut off anti-Pyongyang propaganda broadcasts into the North. Thailand's military junta and police are speaking of significant progress in their investigation of last month's bombing of a Bangkok shrine that left 20 people dead and wounded more than 120 others. Authorities are talking about a foreign man arrested at Thailand's border with Cambodia whose fingerprints match those at the scene. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.